Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Now that we've come in third place in the chili cook-off, what do you want to do, Keith?
How about the weird news?
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with Jordan.
And Keith.
And Keith. We've got an amazing show tonight, guys.
Yes, we do. Most definitely.
How's everyone feeling? How are you, Keith?
I'm great. How are you, dude?
Great, great. How are you, audience? That's fantastic to hear. I sound like the Dora the Explorer, right? That's good. Good answer, guys. Maybe we can start doing that throughout the show where we just leave a little space open. We say, what do you guys think? That's interesting. Okay, now our next story.
Like we're just talking to ourselves.
Yeah, I know. Like,
kind of are, but yeah.
Like we're letting children answer back, you know? Right? It's very interactive, but exactly. Not at all.
Exactly.
So this is going to be a fun episode. I've got a good feeling about it. Deep down in my soul, this is going to be the best episode of Weird News we have ever
done. You said
done
that last
so
episode.
So far. I know. So far, though. Key word. This one's even better than last week's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you excited?
Let's get to it, dude.
Okay, all right. Good. The buildup. That's where the story's really at.
That's
okay.
The annoyance.
So we did a pickup a couple weeks ago, and by a couple weeks, I think last week, right? Or yeah, last week. We did a story on Bowser the Cat.
Yes.
In the good old town of
White Settlement, Texas.
White Settlement, Texas.
Yeah, that's really the name of the town. Yeah, people. Yeah. Only in America.
I'd love to see the only brochure on this place.
I know, right? Come to White Settlement to have a good time.
Oh, man. Maybe. That should be like right? The guy looking confused on the brochure.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The gift that keeps on giving, you know?
Yeah. So Bowser the Cat was living in the library, and, you know, he's lived there for 5 years. He became just a household name if you lived in White Settlement, Texas.
Exactly.
You know, oh, let's go to the library. There were people that had pet allergies, but they would just call in advance and say – or there was one guy, I believe. He had an allergy to cats, but he just called in advance and say, hey, put Bowser in the other room for a minute. I need to go check out a book. So really no harm, no foul. But the council – was starting to vote to get rid of Bowser the Cat, evict him from the library.
Oh, yeah.
That was last week, guys. But now we have an update. And thanks to me and Keith, maybe. Probably
Keith
not.
And I.
But Keith and I. Come. Okay. All right. Keith and I. All right. We have now – and I don't – it could actually had nothing to do with this. But let's pretend it did. They re-voted, and it's unanimous that the cat stays.
It could have everything to do with this.
Yeah, who knows?
Know.
He could have. Yeah, who knows? Yeah. I mean, we had that power. Maybe we have a big fan base in White Settlement, Texas.
Yeah. No one man should have all that power. Sorry.
All right. No, it's cool. It's cool that was called for. Yeah. So White Settlement, Texas is now keeping Bowser the Cat. It's funny. You can see how many times we can say White Settlement, Texas in this news story about Bowser the Cat in White Settlement, Texas.
I still can't get over the fact that the city council thought it was prudent to evict a cat from a library.
I don't know.
That was
their
agenda.
There's some backstory. We've learned what it is now.
What's that?
Okay. So, and there was a apparently there was a city employee. And they were angry at not being allowed to keep their pet at work. So they started the anti-cat stuff.
Right. But once again, like I said, still having a hard time with the fact that the city council thought that was prudent in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I think it really goes to show, and that's something we didn't know last week. It's something we thought, but now we know for sure. Someone literally tried to ban the cat because they were being bratty and they didn't get their cat at work.
Still no excuse.
It's ridiculous, right?
Abusing your power as a city
council. Being a child. You're being – you didn't get the flavor of ice cream you want, so no one gets ice cream,
exactly.
Period.
Exactly. So it's just
dare
not cool.
You,
not
city
cool.
City employee at White Settlement, Texas.
City council member. City council members.
Yes. Is it? No, it's just a city employee. And then they started the whole crusade against getting rid of all cats. But
the city council voted for that, bro.
Yeah. Well, I think so. I'd like to think I'd have a little bit of faith in White Settlement, Texas, that they just didn't care enough. Maybe they're not all bad people in White Settlement, Texas.
I never said they were, but yeah. I'm just still tripping out the city council, but it's cool. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. But they then voted unanimously that the cat gets to stay. So not bad people after all. That's why I think they just didn't care a lot.
Yeah, never should have went there in the first place, but go ahead. Just saying. You know, it's important to run a city. That's all.
Well, the council member, Jim Ryan, he said during a Friday meeting that they had personally received 1,394 messages in the past week from all over the United States, as well as Germany, Australia, Malaysia, Guam, and even
Golden
LA.
State Media Concepts Podcast, baby. Weird News with Jordan and Keith is the reason. I know. I feel it in my soul.
You're very confident. I'm happy. You know.
Hey, you got me to raise my voice there, bro. So, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Well, they were worried at first that the cat's backlash? Present was going to hurt with the allergies, but then they said anyone that has a problem with it can just call in and tell alert
we
ahead of time.
We discussed this last week, bro.
That's. That's something I think we already said, and then now this is what they're saying is the official way to go on.
Malaysia, China, everybody who wrote in, we thank you. Guam and Italy, thank you for listening. We love you. Yes.
China didn't do it.
Oh, well, we love you anyway.
Yeah.
At least for now.
So. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Still on our good side. There's so much weird news from China.
Yes, exactly.
So we have another news story, and I'm going to go ahead and just break it down. There was an imaginary plane crash.
Imaginary plane crash. Yes.
A man that was on Ambien called 911because he just survived a small plane crash, and he was trapped in the middle of the field with three other passengers who were unconscious. And he was very worried because they were flying from his hometown all the way here. So, it's – what do you think? Come on. Throw it at me.
I'm listening to you. You tell me.
Oh, God. I'm directing? Okay, yeah. So,
You know, you're telling the story that you just stopped.
Yeah, no. Well, I thought that this was going to be one of those things that shows our, synchronicity, and you were going to jump in and just, finish the same word.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where you're going.
Okay. Well, 75-year-old man, he had half an Ambien, and he called, and he was worried because he just survived a plane crash, and he was terrified. The cops went on saying he sounded very calm during the call but sounded scared. And it sounds real. I've listened to it a couple times. I would have never known it wasn't real. That was from a 911 dispatcher.
So my question is, so when you take Ambien, is that because you can't get sleep?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he was in the crash, and now he's not in the crash. Now he's calling because
fire engines to the crash scene, which, let's do our air quotes on crash scene.
Okay.
Don't do air quotes anymore. All right. But then he called back saying that he was sorry, but that he just imagined the whole thing while taking half an Ambien.
Wow. That's okay. All right. I'm sorry.
I think it's a good Ambien story. I've heard a few bad ones about things like that. But
that's a mess, man.
The cake.
Yeah. So, I'm glad that no one was hurt. And that's check out your Ambien, dude.
The dispatcher said that he sounded very calm during the call, but also scared. Listened to it a couple times. They said it sounded very real. They couldn't have mistaken it. But he did call back later, saying that, I'm sorry that actually wasn't real. I think I was just imagining it because I took half an Ambien.
That can get really dicey. You got to be careful with stuff like that.
They're dispatching several fire engines. But they're on the way there.
What was the Ambien there? What was he taking? What was he mixing?
Okay, so it's a 75-year-old man. He just got out of a surgery, and some sleep experts are thinking that some of the medicine didn't mix well with whatever he was taking to help him with the surgery. It was a bad interaction. They said that
we need to have a stern talking to his physician.
Yeah, I know. Do you want to do it now? Is this the platform you want to do to pat him out?
Dude, the physician, man, what's going on with that, dude? But okay. That's all I'm going to say is, dude.
Let's get on change.org. It's just a demand he leaves his position as physician.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Well, I'm glad that nobody was hurt, and hopefully he's off that pill.
Yeah, it's great. No, I'm glad that everyone in the crash was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, three of them don't exist. I don't know if that's really a good
case
scenario.
That's just crazy, man. What else you got for me? No more Ambien, please.
No.
What else you got?
Hopefully we can do a segment, Keith. This is my dream. What? Where it's an Ambien segment, and we can just hear another terrible story about Ambien.
No pun intended.
Every week on
dream,
Weird News.
Ambien sleep, huh? You're funny.
It'd be a sleeper hit.
Oh, dude, that was horrible.
I have this Napoleon Dynamite look on my face where when I make a joke, I just kind of look down, and I have this like a really blank look on my face.
What are you doing today, Napoleon? Whatever I feel like. Gosh.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
But no, I think it's a good. It's the best case scenario for a plane crash, right?
Yes, definitely.
There's no damage. There's no property damage. There's no injury.
As far as plane crashes are concerned,
I think this may be the safest plane crash that's ever, I guess, happened.
Yeah. So okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah. Just poor guy, though, right? He's got to be so embarrassed that he called the cops. And
that's pretty messed up. Yeah,
it was just – I'm glad that he called them back so the – you know.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I'm just like, what was he taking? But it's cool. So what else you got for me, man?
We've got a couple things here. Do we have time for one more story? Can I jump it on
if
in?
If I say what else you got for me, man,
all right.
Yes.
Let's do it. Oh, God.
Spell
okay.
it out for him. Go ahead.
So – and this one, I think it's going to be a two-part. We're going to hit it on and then we'll finish it on commercial break. But this is a South African Virgin bursaries. You showed me this one. Can you want to take the lead for this?
yeah, so.
Careful
basically,
now. Good words.
Well, yeah. No worries. I mean, so basically in South Africa, they were giving out scholarships to women who were proven to be still virgins. So, of course, you know, there's an issue with all of that. It went to court because you can't base a scholarship on someone's, someone's a virgin or not. You know,
it seems a little messed up because it is very messed up.
Yes.
If you guys are wondering, that sounds messed up. Well, that is only because that is a very messed up way to give people money.
And this was designated only towards women and not the men.
Yeah, so very backwards.
Yeah, so you know, the Commission for Gender Equality ruled that this is a no-go. You cannot ever do this, and that you know you can't discriminate against women, you know, in this way, and against men because you didn't hold them to the same standard. So, yeah, that's I'm still in shock that this ever happened at all.
yeah. Well, the mayor who initiated it, Dudu Mazibuko, he said that he thought it would help reduce teenage pregnancy and the spread of HIV. So
that's correct.
Yeah. I think his heart was in the right place, I guess. Maybe. I mean, you could say that if that was his real reasons, but at the same time, very ridiculous, very backwards.
And he's a part of the ANC, the African National Congress.
Yeah.
Which is a party that Nelson Mandela once belonged to
days there as far as laws.
Yeah, I mean, it's – And you know what they say too, Jordan, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, that's true.
So that law has been – you know, so that has been tossed out. You can no longer do that in South Africa.
A lot of activists and the economic freedom fighters, the EFF there, they described it as patriarchal and anti-women, which – both sound very accurate to a law giving money only to people that don't have sex.
So
unconstitutional, and that's what we got.
There are other ways to reduce HIV and pregnancies.
that don't make you sound sexist right off the bat.
Exactly. So
I'm just still figuring out. Maybe the mayor will come back and he'll have a better law that doesn't, you know, seem like it's targeted towards anybody in particular.
I agree.
Let's have faith that people are better people than we think they are.
Yeah, definitely. And now it is time for a break.
A commercial, great. Okay. Yes. Well, let's find a really good commercial for the boys and girls back at home, and we will see you people incredibly soon.
Yes.
So incredibly soon. Just stay in your seats. We're almost there.
Gotcha.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast. Now, we just talked about a lot of weird things because that's kind of the thing we do in the show. But now we're going to do another weird thing because, once again, that's a thing we do in our show. Right now, we're going to be talking about a trailer that had 20,000 pounds of cheese that was stolen in Wisconsin.
That's a lot of cheese.
Initial thoughts.
That's a lot of cheese. Somebody,
that's a fair thought.
Somebody
yeah.
is loving their cheese, and Wisconsin is the dairy state. So
it is the dairy state.
If you're going to steal cheese, that's where you're going
to
steal it.
It should
from.
Come to no surprise that this
right?
happened.
Yeah. yeah. So, wow. What are you going to do with all that cheese? Are you going to have your black market Cheeto operation? What are you going to do with all that?
Funny you say Cheeto. We'll find out later why, though. But it was around 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
The driver dropped the cheese off in a parking lot for a second. And when he came back, the trailer was gone. They don't know how much money was, you know, how much of value it was. But a similar thing happened in January. And that was $70,000 worth of cheese that was stolen and emptied out.
So I love it when they said the driver dropped, you know, he parked the trailer for a second. And then when he came back, it was gone.
Yeah.
It was more than a second. How long was homeboy in there? What was he doing?
I don't know.
Excuse me. What was the driver doing? Could it be a she, he, who, what was the driver doing? Uh-huh. And it wasn't for a second because it takes more than a second to steal that much cheese, bro.
Well, yeah, it wasn't a second. He dropped it off at 2 a.m. I guess that it was supposed to be picked up there. But, you know, didn't get picked up there. Someone hitched the trailer and they took off with 20,000 pounds of cheese.
He did his job. He or she did their job.
He or she did their job.
And
yeah.
somebody didn't pick it up. That was supposed to be. So the wrong people, man, just takes one person to ruin it for everybody, dude.
I think this is good because this is going to be able to free us up to answer some questions I think the audience has really been dying to know.
Like what?
For example, Keith, how do you feel about cheese?
I mean, I have a love-hate thing for it. Really? I love it, but I hate it because, you know, too much cheese gives you phlegm.
These are the questions we needed to be asking episode
mucus,
one.
All kinds of
so
stuff.
So you avoid cheese with your life because of your phlegm.
No, I have a love-hate thing for it. I love it and I hate it.
Okay.
It's bittersweet for me.
You don't like what it does to you, but you love tasting it.
Oh, nacho cheese is the bomb, bro.
Yeah, it
Pepper
is.
Pepper jack is awesome, but too much of that and it's all bad, so...
Yeah, that's true.
So, but there are people who have that cheese eating gene that can eat cheese forever and never get sick.
I love cheese.
I'm jealous.
I don't get sick from it. Maybe I get sick from it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a natural. I thought I was just a naturally sick person. But what if I cut cheese
you
from
are,
my diet?
You are naturally,
and I'm just automatically
you are
better.
A naturally
now.
Sick person.
I just wake up with a six pack and a blonde beard.
Yeah, so I want to know, like I said, there's a black market Cheeto operation going on, a Dorito operation. What are they doing? You know,
black market Cheeto operation.
Yes.
I
counterfeiting Cheetos, selling them all over
the
world.
You were really working for the sec. I just love that it happened in Wisconsin. I think that it's a great place to have cheese. It's funny
it's
because
the dairy
you just
state
think
of, the country,
of them
man.
As just cheese-loving people.
Yes.
And their problems.
What if they all
so,
hate cheese because of it? What if they like work in the cheese factory and they're like,
if I was in Wisconsin,
all vegan-esque?
I would hate that. If I was raised in Wisconsin, I'd hate that the biggest thing I was known for is like a funky-smelling, delicious food.
Right?
Like, I think there'd be better things to be known for, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah. No.
It's all about the dairy, man.
It's all about, all about that cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but we do have, as you were segueing into it, I'm gonna throw it at you.
Please
it's,
do.
The Cheetos competition. And I think this one's a bit more bigger news, so you guys may have heard about it, but if you haven't, this is your time to win $60,000.
How? How can I win 60 grand? Tell me right now.
Okay.
So it's not by making the black market Cheetos.
No, absolutely not. Okay. No. What you need to do is find the most unusual, weird-looking Cheeto, and you can win $60,000.
So that means I have to buy $60,000 worth of Cheeto bags?
Well, you know, people have pulled out, and you never know what the Cheeto shape's going to be. They have pictures of like the Loch Ness Monster or a T-Rex shaped, Cheeto. You don't know what it could. So
a Cheeto in a haystack. Oh, I know. I said it. I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Yes.
A Cheeto in a haystack.
Yes. Yes. I'm listening.
So it's going to be based on three kind of categories. All right.
What's that?
Visual interest. How unique is your Cheeto and how well does it match your description? So if it looks like a T-Rex and you said it's a T-Rex, it's going to really help out. Okay.
Okay.
Buzzworthiness. How buzzworthy is your Cheeto snack, title, and description?
So was it trending?
If it's trendy, yeah, it's cool.
The world we live in today, bro. Cheetos the trend. Seriously. Wow.
Cheetos that trend. I like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Creativity. That's our last one. And it's how creative is your title and description of your snack?
Now, if they create a new Cheeto brand and it's called Black Market Cheetos, I want my cut.
I feel like we don't need to worry. In like no world possible will that be a thing. But once again, hope I'm wrong.
But we're looking at the most unusual Cheeto right now for 60 grand. Seriously? You're going to tell that to me? Seriously?
That's somehow like so much more believable than a bag that says Black Market Cheetos.
It's a new flavor.
What is the flavor?
You tell me, man.
Black? Is that the flavor of the Cheeto? That's not a flavor.
It could be black and pepper jack. It could be all kinds of things mixed together, dude.
Pepper jack Cheetos actually sound really good.
See? I'm trying to tell you, man.
Oh, my God. That sounds delicious. I don't even like Cheetos.
I'm a visionary. I am.
That is. That's good.
Thank you.
You pulled that one out of your butt, but yeah, it still worked really well.
Whatever,
can't say you're a visionary. You didn't stay up all night thinking of the pepper jack cheese.
It was a freestyle. It was improv, son.
Yeah, you're a freestyle Cheeto master.
That's right. That's
so
right.
The public can vote on contest submissions. The weekly favorite's going to win $10,000, and the grand prize winner is going to get an extra $50,000.
So we're going to try to follow that story because I want to see who's going to win that.
Really? Yeah.
It better be a cool Cheeto. That's all I'm saying.
Keith, I was thinking maybe for this time next week, we can both get a couple bags of Cheetos and we really find out, huh? That'll be a lot of fun. We can see if we won. If you guys don't hear anything good, that's because we're not really lucky. But if we come out with something, we'll both get a bag of Cheetos and we'll see who got the most interesting flavor.
There's a black market bag flavor coming out.
No,
I will have the last.
Yeah, yeah.
I will have the last laugh.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'll give it to you, sure.
Yes, what else?
Okay, well, so this one's going to be fun. This is, I think, my most excited story.
Oh, what's that?
All right. Two men in Spain, they skipped work for 15 years and nobody caught them. It took 15 years for their bosses to realize it.
So they were getting paid?
They were getting paid for 15 years for a job they didn't show up to.
Wow. How does that happen?
So they regularly cashed their paychecks. It was a gardener and a driver, and they were government employees. And they just kept cashing the paychecks. They said two representatives of the General Confederation of Labor Union could have gone on for years without coming to work. They just kind of found it by an accident. Mm. They even according to the written statement by the men themselves, the situation could date back to 15 years. Their work their whole situation came to light whenever the human resources department started looking at staff labor records, and then they found out that things weren't working out too well.
They weren't there,
they had not worked a single day since January 2015. So then they did up to, May 2016. So then they kept checking, and they realized that they'd been not working since 2001.
Talk about a good hustle. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're gonna go ahead and finish the rest of the story. We're going to keep it like a cliffhanger after this commercial break.
Yes.
So you guys stay tuned, and we'll be right back. We promise this time.
Yes.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So that was another great commercial, but here we are with our last part of weird news. So you ready for this, Keith?
Of course I'm ready, man.
All right, then let's do it. We were just talking about the two men in Spain that skipped work for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought we were going to have a lot to say about that one. I'm not even done with it, though. So that was something that's been happening for a while. The actually, a union said that they did nothing wrong. And he cited a tacit agreement with a previous councilman that allowed union members to take off accumulated days and to share the vacation days of colleagues. So it's kind of like they've been sharing unused vacation days for
not for 15 years. Dude.
For 15
That's
years.
That's a bunch of crap.
So one man then came back to work, and now he's working again while the other one hasn't.
He didn't get fired? Both, seriously?
They're both going to receive disciplinary actions, or that's in the talks for it.
What do you mean? Wow. It must be nice to work in Spain.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
In 2015, they found other people that weren't working as much as they should. One employee in 2015 only worked 96 days, another one 66 days, and a third for 47 days. So it seems like Spain's the go-to place for jobs, right?
Right.
I think we should move this whole entire podcast there. And you guys can just hear from us when you hear from us, you know? Maybe January, maybe December, who knows?
Oh, man, that's crazy.
So that was a fun thing to happen. I'm hoping one day I can get a job that I don't have to come into whatsoever. I love the story because this is a dream of mine, so maybe.
So you dream of being a slacker.
No, I dream of getting away for it. It's justified and everything's still okay.
Oh, goodness.
This came just 5 months after it emerged that a building supervisor in a nearby city went 6 years without showing up for work, and he was caught after getting an award for 2 decades of service.
Oh, the plot thickens! Wow. Homeboy wasn't working, and he got an award for it. I mean, he must be management. What's going on?
Right? Now that's my dream. I mean, if we can put the 15 years and then put you've been working for so long.
Yeah,
it's a good way to be.
He's definitely a manager. Okay.
Would you call that retirement?
Possibly, man. Possibly. Okay. Only thing he's missing is office space now. So, you know.
So we do have one more. Well, not one more, but this is one more work-related story. So this one's coming from Kentucky, okay?
Uh-huh.
So this man attempts to rob the Chuck E. Cheese during the job interview.
So how do you do that?
You're curious? You can't just piece this one together?
Oh, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, what, you have a gun in your pocket? I mean,
he just came in to get a job application at 2, and he returned at 4 for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Then he announced that he wanted to rob the restaurant and implied that he had enough firearm. The manager then said that he didn't have access to the safe and advised the robber to leave, or, you know, the would-be robber.
And then the man apologized to Chuck E. Cheese employees and started crying.
Yeah, and then he just started crying. So the police continued their search
who is
for
this
him
guy?
And hoped to track him down with the information provided in his
weirdo
interview.
So, wow. What a goofball. I mean, apparently he can't commit to anything, a job or robbing someone.
Yeah. It's what
I couldn't help
I guess and this is my thought process. Maybe the job interview wasn't going too well. They asked him, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" And maybe he said something like, "Away from this hellhole." And then he made a nervous laugh and he realized, oh, I'm not going to get the job.
Right?
Everyone put your hands in the air. This is switching directions. This is now a robbery. Get on the ground. He just kind of went from there. He just saw that thing. This is clearly not going
to
happen.
But how are you going to apologize to the people for not robbing them?
And well, because then start he didn't think it through too much.
Start
he didn't think it through. I'm sure he didn't have a gun either.
You start crying.
Yeah.
That's just too much. That's just – I'm sorry. That's – yeah, I enjoyed that. That was funny. Okay.
Oh yeah. Man. So yeah.
That's priceless.
Do you think that God, I don't even know what to say to it.
He's got some.
You think he's going to get away with it? That's what I'm trying to get out of my mouth.
I mean, yeah, if they don't know his name, did he turn the application in?
I'm so excited. Keith, I really hope that we can talk about this next week because, yes, he did turn the application in, and they're not sure if that application is true or not. So the clues to catch the criminal are based on him writing out his social security number, his first last name, his address, his phone number, and emergency contact.
Fingerprints in the application, bro.
It's the perfect crime.
There you go, man. Not so perfect. Gonna cry afterwards. That's awesome. Oh, I love that.
Maybe he was crying because it's like, well, I tried to get the job and that didn't work, and now I tried to rob the place. It's clearly not working either. Guys, this just isn't my day. My umbrella broke in the rain. That's never a good thing.
Yeah. That's just too much. It's
too
all
much.
Good. Wow. So you made my day with that. Uh-huh.
I had another story though.
What's that?
Okay, get ready. Okay, because this one's gonna be intense,
dude. Every time you do that, man, I just want to choke.
It's gonna
you.
Be 2 minutes.
Just do it.
I think we need to dedicate 2 minutes to building up the story. Okay?
No, not at all. Right. Not at all.
Starting
backfires.
Now.
It backfires.
Okay. All right, just a minute and get 40 seconds. We're getting really close.
Just get on with it.
So a driver flips on the road because of the car slipped on snail slime.
So a whole new meaning of slimed. So really, I mean,
what was the first meaning of slime?
Ghostbusters, bro.
I
slimed,
thought you were referring
man.
To like the Nickelodeon.
That too, actually.
Yeah,
you can't do that on television. You can't do that
you
on television.
You can't do that on television.
That's right.
I thought I
that
was which cool one I was really hoping slime. For. I guess I didn't have enough faith in you. Is that you didn't know anything else that they had a meaning to slime eventually? So it would have been like,
oh no,
it brings a whole new meaning to slime or
Ghostbusters. Yeah. You don't want to be slimed like in Ghostbusters.
You don't want to
bro.
Get slimed like in Ghostbusters
or like in You Can't Do That on Television.
Yeah,
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, yes. from the glory days where people got slimed more.
That was pretty cool looking green slime too. Whatever they made it out of, it was pretty cool.
I'm curious too.
I
remember when I was growing up, it was a big thing just showing people getting slimed, and everyone's like, hey, now it's time to get slimed. So, it's a huge appeal.
Maybe we should do that to people, like if they do something bad at work, just slime.
I love
them.
It that that's your, like you're up for that idea. You're like investing in slime. Yeah. Buying a freaking bag of Cheetos is something that you're on the fence about.
Well, it is what it is, man. It's not my snack of choice.
Yeah, but don't eat it. We'll find
but
a good
if
shape.
You make a black market Frito bag, there's a then that's my you know, then that might be different.
Which you don't know for sure what flavor that would be.
This
but.
Is true.
So
but all we know is it's gonna mix pepper jack.
So
with
do
it.
You hate Cheetos so much that just a different flavor, a random flavor, sounds better than just Cheetos right
I don't
now.
Hate Cheetos. It's just not my snack of choice, bro.
Well, you know what's my snack of choice? A possibility to win $60,000. So that's where I'm at right now.
I hear you, man. I hear you. So we'll
I'm
see.
Sorry, we were talking about slime, weren't we?
Yes. So, okay, so cars flip for
Berlin.
All kinds of reasons. Right? Exactly, but... I mean, how many snails were on the highway? What's that about? I mean, was it like a snail brigade? I mean, that's just crazy. Were they taking revenge for being eaten in France? I mean, I don't know.
you do you know, think that's where...
Let's cargo, no!
Do you
know,
think that's what happened?
Possibly, you know? Were they like, let's cargo, no, you know? So, hey, you know, maybe they were angry. Maybe they were protesting. No more eating us, you know. We do our own thing. Leave us alone.
Who knows what the motive was for these snails?
Yeah.
But we do know that the driver slipped, the car flipped. He's unhurt, though.
That's good.
So.
Right on. Yeah.
And no snails were harmed either.
This is good.
That's great, too. So
the old East German Trabant, whatever that means. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
A Trabant. So, yeah, never heard of that kind of car, but okay. Were they on the Autobahn when that happened? I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know either.
I know, dude, but it's fascinating, though. It is, but yeah.
I guess snails are just kind of a bigger thing. And
you don't think twice about eating snails.
I know. I want them now more than ever.
Oh, man.
I've never had a snail. Have you ever had escargot?
Yeah.
Is it good? It
tastes like rubber, bro.
Really?
Yeah, it's rubbery.
That's the texture. What about the taste? Can you?
I couldn't get past it, dude.
Okay.
So it wasn't my thing. But it's all good, man. To each his own, dude.
To each his own.
Yes. And I believe it is time for us to get out of here, man.
Really?
To get
we
ghost.
We have like 14 more stories, I guess, next week, right?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty more where that came from.
Plenty more where that came
next
from.
Next week, definitely.
All right, so this was our first week where we got two episodes out for you guys.
Yes.
So well, hopefully we'll be seeing that next week and the week after that. Not hopefully, it's happening. So
yes.
Welcome to More Weird News.
You got it.
All
Thanks
right.
again. We appreciate all of you who listen. You can catch us on gsmcpodcast.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, get us at Google Play and SoundCloud.
Both, yeah.
Yes. I'm Keith, and that's...
I am Jordan.
Yes. And we'll see you somewhere out in space.
We'll see you guys somewhere out in space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.